The only sign of the Afghan army, now in charge of Bagram Air Base, is at the entrance. Inside, there are miles of unguarded roads and barracks. And the relics of the U.S. troops who just left. A chill-out area, Christmas ornaments, care packages, and hundreds of very usable vehicles, nearly all white. Some fire trucks, too. And the heart of the base, the runways. I borrowed a bike soldiers left behind and pedaled down what was one of the most active runways for strikes against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Does it just feel like a ghost town? It almost feels post-apocalyptic.
No tumbleweed, a can of energy drink bobbed along. Not long ago, Bagram was the epicenter of America's longest war. Up to 100,000 troops planned and executed counterterrorism missions here.
So this was the command center.
So there's no light?
When U.S. troops left, they cut the power. The Afghans, a soldier told me, can't get it working.
How do you feel about the way the Americans left this base?
I don't want to talk about it, he said. Everywhere on Bagram we visited was dark.
We hand over a base, they can't turn on the power. Not too useful.
The main battle planning room is offline.
Here are the racks that had all of the computers and servers, the brain behind this operation center. That's all been stripped out. The Americans say that they handed over this base to the Afghans in an orderly way so that they could continue the fight against extremists. They left them a base that the Americans, it looks like they looted themselves.